Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood, ready for another big show. Strong week as the Cavaliers demolished Clemson and at one point had a 40-point lead in JPJ last Thursday night. And then something crazy happened. They actually carried that offense to College Park, and they drilled Maryland at the Comcast Center. Although they won by 11 points, it could easily have been 20, 25 points.
Yeah, it could also have been 5 or 6.
I understand.
Drilled may be kind, you know. I mean, or
Well, they were drilling the bombs.
They were drilling the bombs. That's it.
Meanwhile, 21 football recruits signed their letters of intent last Wednesday on National Signing Day. Big victory for UVA football. 10 of those players were in-state and 6 from Greater Richmond.
You know, I was going to point out, you know, 6, I think it was like 27, 28, but what's 6 of 21 or 22? It's a significant percentage.
And it's a higher percentage than usual, and it's very
and
exciting.
And I think the fact that Who's Talking has been on right here in Central Virginia, I think we have to claim a little credit for this.
I think we can personally take credit for Tim Harris. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if we can do that, but I'll tell you what.
We can claim anything. It doesn't mean it has to be justified.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad that Eric Tetlow changed directions from Wake Forest because Virginia needs offensive linemen. I think it's great that Connor Wingo Reeves, the linebacker from Midlothian, wants to go to Virginia. I think it's great that Terrell Chavis, who's up at Fork Union right now, is doing well academically, and hopefully he's going to qualify. Malcolm Cook, also at Fork Union, big get as a defensive back. And Jack English, defensive lineman and tight end prospect from St. Christopher's, he looks good. And high five to Tim Harris out there at Verona. He can really play, and I'm sure Maurice Kennedy's experience this year up in Charlottesville probably helped.
Yeah, and Tim Harris, we expect to see him on the field next fall. At any rate, a little football talk, but tonight we got a lot of basketball talk here. Big show tonight. We have UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage. He will be joining us shortly, so 345-0910 if you want to call in and ask the Athletic Director a question. And also, Frank put it down here, and it really is true, legendary lacrosse coach Dom Starcia will be joining us bottom of the hour to preview the lacrosse season, which is upon us.
Starts this weekend.
Yeah. So
The Drexel Dragons are coming to Klockner.
The Dragons to Klockner. But at any rate, great show tonight. Frank will tell you how to follow us.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to post comments via Facebook. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. All previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage fans to download the iHeartRadio app and to listen live on their smartphones. Or you may call into the show at 345-0910. That's 345-0910. Your comments are welcome. And Hobbo, the Wahoos have won 6 of 7 games on the hardwood. I know you're excited.
Yeah, Frank and I, we tend to have Monday morning conversations, and as he correctly pointed out, I was in a lot better mood today than I was last Monday. I was ready to, you know, knock my head up against the wall after that Georgia Tech loss, but as Frank indicated, only loss in the last 7 games, and that Georgia Tech game obviously was very winnable, so it could be a 7-game winning streak, but nevertheless, the basketball team really starting to put it together. But let me just real quick, a man who needs no introduction, Craig Littlepage, athletic director at the University of Virginia since 2001. That's hard to believe. He's been in that capacity. He was a senior associate athletic director for a number of years before that. He had 2 stints as basketball coach at the University of Virginia. So basically, from 1976 through the present time, other than 6 years when he was at Penn and Rutgers, he's been in Charlottesville. So we're going to make him definitely a Wahoo at this stage. But Craig, do we have you on the phone?
How you doing, Jim?
Doing well. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes. I know this is the dinner hour, so we appreciate your interrupting that for a few minutes to talk to our listeners back here in Richmond. As I may have indicated to you, we're going to get to your administrator hat. I'm going to have you put on your coach's hat here for a moment. You know, you both as an administrator and a coach, you've got to be happy with the recent developments on the basketball side.
Yeah, there's no question that it's been kind of an uneven first half of the season. We've had some struggles, particularly in the months of November and December when John Tell Evans was not available to us, and had some rough spots in the last couple weeks on the road against Wake Forest, Clemson, and then last weekend against Georgia Tech. But nonetheless, we've won six of the last seven. We've gotten some signature wins, if you will, against NC State and yesterday on the road at Maryland, Virginia Tech on the road. And I think that those things all will help if we can just continue on our winning ways to build the resume and be in a position to get a great seed in the ACC tournament. And then the goal is to advance into the NCAAs and advance a couple rounds into the NCAAs, if at all possible.
Yeah, we may come back to the NCAAs in a moment. I also wanted to ask you about the first half of that Clemson game. You've been around basketball as long as I have. Have you seen a defensive effort quite like that? That 38-10 effort back last week in Charlottesville?
No, I haven't. But I had a phone conversation just a couple days ago with Bill Foster, the former Duke coach, and we were talking about some of the trends in college basketball, and it seems to be somewhat ironic that in this era of the shot clock and the three-point shot, that we've had some unusually low-scoring games, and in particular some low-scoring halves by really good basketball teams. But I think it has more to do with the defense than it does anything else, but that is something that I thought to be quite remarkable, just how tough the defense was, how solid it was, made very, very few mistakes, and certainly that got us off to a very good lead and set the tone for the second half of that ball game.
Craig, I think we have a caller on the line wants to ask you. We have Rob on the line. Rob, Athletic Director Craig Littlepage, go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, thanks, and I still want to call you Coach. I don't hope you don't mind there, Coach Littlepage. So,
that's fine. Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering, with Maryland going out of the conference, has there been any talk of moving, say, the Virginia Tech game to the last game of the year, sort of a rivalry game at the end of the season?
You're talking about basketball now?
Yes, that's correct.
We haven't gotten that far into the discussions about the regular season schedule as it relates to basketball yet, but that certainly would be an option, I think a very attractive option, but we'll just have to wait and see. That game, the Maryland game, has been kind of a traditional end of the season for both of our two programs, and it would be great to fill that that spot with a, quote, traditional rival of ours, and maybe Virginia Tech would be the perfect solution for that.
Thank you for the answer.
Thank you.
Craig, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. Question for you. Much talk about the George Welsh indoor practice facility. Just to shift gears for a second, is that on schedule and will it open this March?
It is on schedule. It'll be open in March, and our football team will have its spring practice 2013 from start to finish in the George Welsh indoor practice facility.
Has George been in there lately? And if so, what are his thoughts?
Well, I don't know if George has been in the facility, but certainly he's been able to see it with a perspective from the outside. And I haven't asked him the question directly, but I know that he has to be very proud that a facility that's been so long in the making will be opened. It's a great facility in terms of its look and the functionality. So I've got to believe that he feels great about this part of his legacy as our former coach.
Craig, let's just take you back to basketball for a second. You know, I think a lot of our listeners realize you were not only on the selection committee for a number of years, but you were the chair of the selection committee. For our listeners' benefit, just tell us a little bit about some of the things the committee really looks at, particularly vis-a-vis Virginia, you know, some of the early season injuries. Do they consider that? How much will it hurt Virginia, some of the bad losses they took early in the year against CAA teams, things of that nature?
Well, it, you know, you'll hear the terminology frequently, full body of work, and that means what a team has put together in terms of the totality of its season, not just in its conference season, not just in its home schedule, not just with its ranked opponents, but everything that the team has done from A to Z, from start to finish. When I was on the committee, we did put extra weight on a team's last 10 games of the season, with the philosophy being that the team that played the last 10 games of the season is more likely to mimic the team that would enter the NCAA tournament. In the last couple of years, they seem to put less weight on the last 10 games of the year. But the other factors are just overall strength of schedule, the record home and away, record against top 50 teams in the country, record against top 100 in particular. So if you have multiple wins against teams in the top 50 and the top 100, if you have a solid record in terms of winning some key games on the road, neutral site games, you know, are not really looked at as with as much weight as, say, you know, a true road game. But RPI is a factor, but the committee doesn't put too much weight into that. National rankings are a factor. But once again, not too much weight is put into that. But the things that you had mentioned, if you have a key player that has been out and has impacted your team in terms of a a loss along the way, or if there is some other sort of situation, a suspension, that sort of thing, anything that might have impacted your team, particularly from the standpoint of a loss, is taken into consideration by the committee, but there's no way to quantify exactly what that means. It's a consideration. It's not something that you can count it. You know, 5 points because you know you get five extra points because you won a game on the road, but you don't lose as many points if you lost a game on the road because of a key player or anything like that. It's more than anything, as I said, just a consideration. But I think the last few games of a season and a postseason tournament, a postseason conference tournament, how a team plays, coming down the stretch from my standpoint, are the factors that would weigh most in my mind.
You know, Virginia has won the first two games, if you're looking at that last 10 games. But then it's interesting, Virginia Tech at home tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at John Paul Jones Arena. But then the Cavaliers go on the road and play at Carolina next Saturday, a traditional big-time game for Virginia. Although this Carolina's down some this year, Miami on the road is a huge game, and Miami is just running away this year with your old buddy Jim Larrañaga coaching down there. Georgia Tech at home, and then Duke comes to Charlottesville. It almost seems like the future is right now.
There's no doubt that the next game is the most important game, and none of the teams are going to be looking too much past the very next game. So right now, the Virginia Tech game in the John Paul Jones Arena tomorrow night at 7 p.m. is the most important game of the season. Once done, the game in Chapel Hill on Saturday is going to be the most important game. And if you can approach it, Frank, from that standpoint, play in the present tense and not get too wrapped up into, you know, what you need to do in terms of overall down the last 10 dozen games of the season, but just take care of business in the present tense. I think that you have a chance to really play good, focused, and smart basketball.
Yeah, you know, and of course, Coach Bennett, a great hire, by the way. Congratulations to you and John Oliver in that regard. Of course, he's been around basketball since he could walk. But I have been impressed with him relative to his game preparation and also halftime adjustments. He's just a heck of a basketball coach. I'm sure you appreciate that as a former coach.
I really respect the job that he's done, and in particular when you look at it from the point of view of playing probably at least a third of our games without our true starting point guard, playing a number of games now, probably in the number of five games or so without our starting forward, Darion Atkins, playing the entire season without arguably one of our top one or two players, Malcolm Brogdon. What Tony and his staff have done this year to date has been very, very impressive. But we're not done with the work that we feel as though we can do and with the success that we aspire to have. So we're just about the business of taking care of a game tomorrow against Virginia Tech and then moving on to the next one. But Tony has done a great job for us, and it's a joy to work with him.
Craig, if you could stay with us for just a moment, we're going to carry you over the break and bring you back on the other side. Just going to go to a couple quick commercials. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're going to come back and speak again with UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage.